Hey, I'm just letting you know that in February 2023, I am speaking at my friend Andy Storch's event in Sonoma, California. It's called the Talent Development Think Tank. I'll be running a session on marketing your workshops. And on day three, I'll be hosting the 2-hour workshop blueprint session. I'd love to see you there. Head on over to leannehughes.com/thinktank. Enjoy the episode.
Life's too short, so you're here to work and live large. Here's your host with nothing to lose, Leanne Hughes.
G'day, welcome to the show. I'm your host, Leanne Hughes. It's great to have you here. As you'll hear, this is a brand new show. You'll hear a different type of format sort of jumping in. Ideally, every Tuesday, my goal is to bring you something new every Tuesday in terms of this format. Otherwise, it could be every second week. Let's see how it goes. Oh, I really should make the commitment and do it weekly because it does challenge me. So what this format is, it's called 2 by Tuesday. If you listened to episode 1, you'll hear that in Vegas, we were given the challenge to create a 2 by 2 to describe a way of thinking, a new concept, an idea to answer a question. And within that scope of having people around, I could do it in a couple of minutes. And what was so interesting about that was it used to take me ages to even think about how could I craft a 2 by 2. So the challenge I'm putting out, hopefully on the weekly, is to create a new 2 by 2 to get you thinking about an idea. So how you can use this is, one, you can listen in to what the concept is and maybe it will help you get some clarity around something that you're going through. At a second level, maybe it encourages you to create your own 2 by 2s. That's really exciting. And let me know if I can be of any help to get you thinking along those lines. And number three is, this question might not affect you personally, but you might be able to use the process and the way of thinking to help someone else out. So the question today that I'm exploring through a 2 by 2 is, should I stay or leave my job? Okay, so hard-hitting question. What I'll do is I'm going to share the recording in a moment. Because this is a 2 by 2, it is highly visual. So there is an accompanying YouTube channel. On my YouTube channel, there is video where I share like how I draw it and talk it through. But I think as I explain it, I've given you audio clues. So top right column, top left, etc. So that is available. I think at some stage, not today, at some stage, there will be downloadable. So you can download the mocked up 2 by 2. Right now, it's all very scrappy. It's drawn on my iPad. It's a screenshot. Just to show you, it's important just to get started. And I hope by the time I sort of create 100 of these 2 by 2s, I look back at episode 1 and I think, that was terrible. that's what I hope. But we've all got to start somewhere. So I'm sharing that work in public with you. Let me know what you think about this 2 by 2. Let me know if there's anything else that you'd optimize for when you're making a career decision as well. And as this is still new, please share the love about the show, hit subscribe, write a review, send it to a friend. Have an awesome one. The question we're exploring through a 2 by 2 matrix today is this question: should I stay or should I leave my job? So you might have friends, family members, colleagues, you yourself might be going through this. I've certainly been on all four sides of this matrix. Let's talk it through. Before I jump into, there's an assumption behind this before I explain the X and the Y axis here. If you've heard of Hertzberg's motivation theory, he talks about two things: hygiene factors and motivators. So basically, a hygiene factor is something like the money that you earn, whether you feel safe or not, like physically safe, mentally safe in the organization you're in. That's like a hygiene factor. Are you being taken care of? Are you being paid on time? And Daniel Pink sort of explored this further when he talks about money and it's not an incentive. So if you get paid enough where you don't desperately need money, if you're comfortable with money, throwing additional money at an employee will not motivate them anymore. So where I'm coming in today is talking about, I think, the two key motivators for and reasons for either staying or leaving an organization. As I draw this, again, you can watch this on YouTube, but I will explain it in detail so you can follow along. So down the bottom on the x-axis, I have written growth potential, either high on the right or low on the left. When you think about growth potential, the problem is, I think, and I know early on in my career, I thought, if there's no opportunity to go onto the next level to become a manager, then there is no growth potential. But growth potential can mean many different things. And Jenny Blake talks about this in her book, Pivot: the skills, the projects, or the people that you can connect with. If you think about large organizations, perhaps, or even small ones, like is there a potential to take on additional projects or volunteer or job shadow as an example, high or low? On the y-axis, that's the vertical axis if you've forgotten your X and your Y's, is alignment. I think this is crucial. How aligned are you? How aligned are your values to your organization's values? Are things going on in your organization where you're like, this does not sit well with me? If so, that's low alignment, that's bottom left. Or if high, you've got high alignment, then that means, oh, I'm really driven towards the purpose. I love the vision of this organization. I really buy into it. It's very much aligned with who I am. So those are the two: growth potential, high or low, and alignment, high or low. So even as I explain those two concepts, you might be already mapping out in your head, oh, where am I currently? Or if you work for yourself, you can even think about, before I left my organization, where was I on this? And like I said, we travel through different parts of this depending on the context and timing of our careers. So I'll start with, I will explain what each of these sort of boxes means as four. And because I like rhyming, I've given a couple of examples. So the options are top right, high growth potential, high alignment is stay at the organization. Bottom left, okay, so the opposite of that, low alignment, low growth potential, away. That means leave. I suggest you leave. I'll talk more about that in a second. Top left, high alignment but low growth potential is to stray, S-T-R-A-Y. And bottom right, high growth potential, low alignment is prey, P-R-E-Y. All right, let's talk it through. So top right, I think it's pretty self-explanatory. If you're at an organization where you very much buy into the mission, the purpose, it drives your contribution, you feel, yeah, you love it, right? So the alignment's great. Plus, there is room to grow. That is a great option. I think staying is probably a good idea, right? Unless, you know, an incredible dream opportunity comes out, I think staying is will work. In terms of bottom right, P-R-E-Y, high growth potential, but low alignment. Again, I've been in situations where this has been the case. What I would suggest you do is, the reason I've said prey, P-R-E-Y, is really another word for exploit and milk the opportunity. So while you're there in that role, take the most of those growth potential opportunities while you are there and get the runs on the board, get the experience, network with the people, and exploit the opportunity. Bottom right. Bottom left is, look, if there's low alignment, if your values aren't aligned with it and you've stopped growing, perhaps it's time to consider and go through Jenny Blake's pivot framework. So planting, what are your strengths? And then scanning for possible opportunities. One thing I will challenge though is I do talk to people, and again, this was myself when it came to growth potential, is challenging, is there potential growth opportunity? My friend Andy Storch has written a book called Own Your Career, Own Your Life. And he talks a lot about how can you look for potential growth opportunities where you are. So again, just think about the growth potential question. Where do you think you currently are at? And maybe start seeking out and going, is there a chance for me to grow here? And if not, then yeah, bottom left, away, there you go. And the final one is the top left is stray. What I mean by that, so this is high alignment with the organization, but the growth potential you think is possibly limited. And again, first of all, question the growth potential. I think it's awesome that you're in an organization that you're aligned with, but maybe just keep one eye open on potential opportunities as well. And just to take care of yourself, because sometimes, and maybe a point in your career where you think I'm actually happy with no growth because everything else in my life is going a bit crazy. But if you think I want to continue growing, if you're driven by that, then yeah, just keep an eye open as well. So that is the first Two by Tuesday. I'm excited about sharing more of these as we go through and definitely getting better at mapping these out. Those were the four options: stay, pray, away, and stray. And the two axes were alignment, how aligned are you, high or low, and growth potential, high or low. You can grab a screenshot of this image at leannehughes.com/podcast. This is episode 2. And of course, the video is on YouTube as well. Thanks so much for listening. You're the best. Thank you so much for tuning in to Work and Live Large. I really appreciate you. If you know someone in your network and you think, oh my gosh, they've got so much potential, like I want them to live and work larger, send them this episode. I think they might appreciate it. I also appreciate hearing from you, your feedback, your thoughts, your questions, anything. You can shoot me an email, hello@leannehughes.com, or find me on LinkedIn, just search for Leanne Hughes. Stay up to date with all the episodes by heading on over to leannehughes.com/subscribe, and all the best with your week as you go around living it up.